Hey everyone, this is Joseph Bosco, pastor of Highway Church. Thanks for joining us on our podcast. You know, all of us need the right kind of voices in our lives. Voices that inspire us to know the one who made us. Voices that awaken our divine destiny and reveal to us the goodness of God. Well, that's what this ministry is all about. So enjoy the message. As a highway is what we've been talking about, and we've been having a great time, and we hope that you're grabbing a hold of the revelation of Christ every week, because I'm telling you, it is the bread of life, realizing who he is, what he's done for us, and who we are in him. That's really what life is all about. And we began by saying a highway is a road that is built to take you from where you are to where you want to be. Mm-hmm. And it's also a road that is built to get the resources you need from where they are to where you are.
Right, it's
a two-way deal. Mm-hmm. Right? And that's what Jesus is. Jesus is the highway, Isaiah 35. In other words, when you put your faith in Christ and you fellowship with him and worship him and walk with him, he takes you from where you are to where you are destined to be. He fulfills the desires and the destiny for your life. Mm-hmm. And also, all the resources that God has provided for you come to you.
So good. We can't do anything. You know, Jesus said, I can't do anything apart from my Father. You know, why would we be any different? So, you know, before we said this a couple of weeks ago, before you can go anywhere in your car, you need gas.
Yeah.
Everything of heaven has been made available to us through Jesus. So those resources come to us.
Yeah.
And then we're on our way.
Yes.
Doing the things God
Listen,
called us to do.
If you're walking with Jesus, you're on the highway.
Hallelujah.
And there's only one direction on this highway, and it is forward.
So good.
We're moving forward, and you tell yourself that I'm moving forward.
Amen.
In Christ.
Amen.
I'm moving forward into the fullness of God's plan for my life. No matter what it might look like or what it might feel like, you tell yourself
we're moving forward
because we are.
Yes, sir.
God is doing it.
Yes,
let's
sir.
Read our scripture we've been reading at the beginning of each part of this series. It's Proverbs 4:18, and it's from the Passion Translation, and it says, "The lovers of God walk on the highway of light," those who are fellowshipping with God. This is not a stale thing at all. This is a lively, interactive conversation, dialogue, interaction with the one who made you. If you don't have that, then you're missing out on what it's all about.
Yeah.
Then you've just got a religion. This is a lively interaction with the maker of heaven and earth, this walk, this Christian life, okay? The lovers of God, and listen, and the only reason a person might not have that is just because of the way they're thinking. All right, so just change your thinking and realize how good he is and how much he loves you and that he's alive and with you and in you, and you'll begin to know him and walk with him. The lovers of God walk on the highway of light, and their way shines brighter and brighter until they bring forth the perfect day.
Amen.
Amen. We're getting brighter and brighter. We're getting stronger. Go ahead, feel that.
Wow.
See? Getting stronger and stronger every day.
Amen.
Your finger hurt?
Yeah.
See? Oh. Yeah, we are. We're getting stronger every day, filled with the Spirit of God. Now, something happened to me yesterday.
Okay.
Our truck, mid-size SUV.
Yes.
The battery died.
Yes.
And it wouldn't go anywhere.
Nope.
It wouldn't go anywhere.
Nope.
We're on the highway, right? We got to get to our destination. Have you ever got up in the morning, you hit the start button, and it feels like nothing's happening?
Yeah.
It's like, you know? Yeah. We've all had that, right? We've all been those times. So what was the deal with the battery? Well,
in the parking lot.
It was in a parking lot.
We hadn't even gotten on the highway.
Yeah, in a parking lot. Yep.
Yeah.
But the deal was, you know, batteries are interesting. They're actually affected by the climate. So if you've got real high temperatures or real low temperatures, that can actually shorten your battery life. Mm-hmm. Now, we've had this car about 2 years. We don't know when the battery was put in prior to that. So you can have 2 to 3 years normally with a battery life. So we're right around that, you know. But we've had a lot of hot weather. When we got here last summer, we had a lot of triple-digit days,
weeks. We got them again this week.
And we got them again this summer. Ooh, yeah,
this
yeah.
week coming up.
And so that old battery just said, that's it for me. Right? Just an Edney wasn't responding. So, you know, we had to get a new battery. And boy, was that. I love it when you pop a new battery. You go from death to life. Isn't that a wonderful thing? And boom, the lights are bright. Woohoo! It's party time.
Working, right?
But I want you to know this. We all need to be refreshed. Now, batteries are made that when you turn the engine on and you drive, they recharge.
Okay.
So if you have a good battery and you happen to leave the lights on for a while and the battery goes, you just jump it, you run your car for a while, and it recharges, you're good. Mm-hmm. But we need to be recharged. We need to be refreshed. We need the resurrection life of Christ to flow regularly from our spirit into our soul. What's our soul? Our emotions. Our natural mind. And into our body, this physical, mortal body that we're living in. And I think... it's been fun. We're in a different season right now, and I'll do everything I know to do that I've learned over 20-some years of preparing, but the Lord is really speaking to me in different ways to encourage you, and so I'm growing and learning, but he really emphasized some things even right before we started.
Okay.
So I'm going to kind of just move forward here, and we want you to learn how to be recharged, to be refreshed, to be strengthened each day. Now, sometimes the conditions are hot or cold, or the circumstances around us are draining our battery. Now, what do I mean by that? Let's talk about real quick spirit, soul, body. Mm-hmm. When you put your faith in Christ, your spirit was made brand new, recreated in the image of God, born from above, okay, and your spirit became one with Christ. Your soul, your emotions, and your mind, and your body did not get made new. They are in need of regular supply from your spirit. But that's really up to us as individuals
right.
to keep that door open, to keep it on,
right.
to keep the spirit flowing into our soul and into our body.
Yeah.
If we don't do that, we become Christians who are living by our soul, our emotions, our thinking, our natural thinking, and our body. Mm-hmm. The Bible calls that a carnal Christian, where you're not walking in the spirit, you're letting your soul control you, or you're letting your body control you.
I think that's big news, because a lot of people just think this is the way that I am.
Sure.
And the reality is when you're born again, your spirit man impacts and can change, right? Your regular way of thinking, your regular way of feeling. Mm-hmm. A lot of people just live their whole life, never even know that a change to these parts of us is possible.
Yeah.
And it is by the Spirit of God that our thinking and our feeling can become new, really.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And really, it's interesting if you look at the ministry of Christ as recorded by Matthew in three different places, I believe it is. He'll say he went about. In other words, this is what he did. This was his ministry.
Yeah.
Teaching, mm-hmm. preaching, and healing. Mm-hmm. That was the scope of Jesus' ministry.
Right.
Okay, he did three things. Two-thirds of those things was teaching and preaching. Mm-hmm. Why is that? Because when your spirit is made new, what really will give you the advantage is gaining the knowledge of what actually happened on the inside of you.
Who's the spirit man, right?
Because powerful things can happen,
right.
Obviously. It's the greatest miracle that could ever take place when someone's spirit goes from death to life.
Right.
However, at some point, You want to grab a hold of some knowledge.
That's true.
Of who Christ is, mm-hmm. what he did for you, and who you are in him. Mm-hmm. You want to grab a hold of that. Because mm-hmm. as you grab a hold of the knowledge of it, now you can walk in it, mm-hmm. right?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
I love it. It's so good. And I liken unto the first time I got a laptop back in the, 2001 or somewhere. And I don't remember when it was. And man, I didn't know how to use it, you know. And all these features were available to me. But I couldn't access them.
That's good.
And someone had to come alongside me and give me knowledge of how to work that thing.
Hallelujah.
And here I was plugging away and frustrated, trying to figure it out. And someone came along and said, you know, you don't have to do that. Just right click on that. Right what?
Right what?
I didn't even know anything. You know, 2001.
Right,
exactly. And oh, you're kidding me. I don't have to go into this. And do
it. You were a new user.
I was a new user. You might be a new user. Yeah. Or you might be a user who's just ignorant of right-clicking.
And praise God, Jesus said he left us another, like
himself, now
which
we're
is
getting
the
there.
Holy Spirit.
Holy Spirit.
Who comes alongside and says, hey, yeah. just right-click. Yeah. Or
Holy
gives us
Spirit.
The instruction.
Absolutely.
Thank God for the Holy Spirit
yes.
that and is left to us
yes.
as a teacher. Yeah.
The Holy Spirit will take the Word of God yeah. and enable you to apply it in mm-hmm. your life.
That's so good.
All right. So this is what we want to do. We want the Holy Spirit to reveal the Word to us.
Yes.
This is why the Bible is not a legalistic book to us. Mm-mm. No, it's the book of life to us because we're reading it with the Holy Spirit teaching us it.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
That's the only way. You want to read the Bible.
What translation do you use?
The Holy Spirit translation. And I'm telling you, so many believers are trapped in legalism and frustrated and arguing with one another because they read the Bible with religious goggles on, according to what they've been told or what their tradition has taught them or what the people around them believe. But we always encourage you, regularly encourage you at Highway to take those religious goggles off. Take those religious headphones off and let the Holy Spirit teach you mm-hmm. the realities of Christ.
Yes.
Now, oh boy, Dan, how you doing? You hanging in there? Stand by. Stand by. We're coming for you. Hold on. I'm just listening on the inside. Now, Jesus invites us to come to him.
Yes.
Because he wants to refresh us. Mm-hmm. I'm going to read that to you out of Matthew chapter 11, starting verse 28. He says, come to me, all you who are weary and heavy laden. Battery needs a jump. Maybe needs recharge. Maybe need a new one. And I will give you rest. We're seeing the desire of Christ. Mm-hmm. Now, the Amplified helps us understand that. It says, I will cause you to rest. I will. Notice this is Christ doing it in us, mm-hmm. not we trying to figure this out.
Right, right, right.
I will cause you to rest. I will ease and relieve and refresh your souls. You will find rest, it says in verse 29. You'll find rest for your souls. He's talking about your emotions, your thinking. You know, I thought of that battery yesterday. It was just worn out, exhausted. When do we get exhausted? When do we get worn out? When we're living life by our soul mm-hmm. instead of our spirit. Because, man, it's all up in here. Your emotions, you don't feel a certain way. You're trying to figure things out. You don't like the circumstances you're in. You're trying to figure out how to change them. And it's all up in here.
Yeah.
But the power is down in here. And we want to live from here, not from here. Okay, so that's when you really get tired and frustrated and irritable and want to just, you know, quit.
Yeah.
Because you're living from here. You're living from your emotions. You're living from your soul, from your thinking. Mm-hmm. But you know your spirit never gets frustrated.
Never disturbed.
Never gets tired. Uh-huh. You have perfect peace all the time in your spirit. So this is really a good gauge to know how I'm doing in letting my spirit lead me.
That's so good.
Am I frustrated? Am I mad? Am I discouraged? Am I anxious? Am I worried? Am I allowing depressing feelings and thoughts to get the upper hand in my life? Well, I'm walking by my soul. I'm being carnal, mm-hmm, mm-hmm. as the scriptures would talk about mm-hmm, that. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. All right? as the scriptures teach us. Yeah. So that's nothing to condemn us about. I just need to make a little switch. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Say, oh, wait a minute.
I recognize it.
The peace of Christ is in me. The love of God has been shed abroad in my spirit. Yeah. The resurrection life of Christ is in me. Now, I'm just listening. Hold on there. Hallelujah. 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 Yeah. So what do I do if I'm exhausted and I feel like I need recharged? Look at Romans chapter 8. Romans chapter 8. So listen, all of us have had periods of our life, maybe years, where we were living by our soul. Obviously, before Christ, that's what you lived by, your body and your soul. Your spirit was separated from God. But even after we come into Christ, our spirit's made new. If we don't hear good messages like you're hearing at Highway that teach you about who you are in Christ and what he's done for you and the gospel of God's amazing grace, you're just going to default back to the the way you used to live because that's what's most familiar with you.
Right, but it's not.
That's not who we are anymore.
Oh, that's good.
Hallelujah.
That's good.
Romans 8, chapter 9. Listen to this. So then, they that are in the flesh cannot please God. Now, it's interesting. I like the way the King James says this. What does it mean, in the flesh? Well, the NIV says controlled by.
Okay.
So those that are controlled by their soul and their body can't please God. Why? Faith pleases it.
Yes.
You want to access the power in your spirit, you got to do it by faith.
That's good.
You don't wait for your fingertips to tingle. Mm-hmm, say, thank you, Father. I'm filled with your spirit now. I'm strong now. I'm full of joy now. I have the peace of Christ reigning in my mind and heart now. Okay? It says, but you are not in the flesh. Who's he writing to, believers?
Believers.
Yeah. People who put their faith in Christ. If you're a believer, you're not in the flesh. Now, what does that mean? You're not controlled by your mortal body anymore. You're not controlled by your emotions and your soul anymore. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Oh, boy, I'm just getting downloads like crazy here. Okay.
That's good. Ooh. This is so good.
Yeah.
This is where the Bible becomes, it moves out of the church and in the
into
church
real
building
life.
And into your
into
Monday,
real life. Into
Tuesday.
Real life.
Right.
Into real life.
This is it.
Into real life.
This is it.
I'm just listening. Hold on here. But you are not in the flesh. You're not controlled by your body and your emotions, but in the spirit or by the spirit. Your spirit's in charge. If so, that the Spirit of God dwells in you. Now, if any man have not the Spirit of Christ, he is none of his. So this would not apply to a non-believer. And you can become a believer in a moment just through faith in Christ, and the Spirit of God will live in you. If Christ is in you, if you're a believer, the body is dead because of sin. Now, what in the world does that mean? My body, I've got a pulse. Mm-hmm. It's saying your body no longer has power to control you.
Right.
The power your body used to have, the power your soul used to have to dictate to you how your life is going to be is over. Now your spirit has gained the ascendancy. Your spirit is now in charge. Okay, where was I? But the body is dead because of sin, but the spirit is life. Because of righteousness, you've been made the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus. That if the spirit of him that raised up Jesus from the dead dwell in you, and he does, if you put your faith in Christ, he that raised up Christ from the dead will quicken, will make alive, will refresh, will strengthen your mortal bodies. Now the life of Christ in my spirit now is flowing into my soul and into my body. By the Spirit that dwells in us.
That's good.
This is how we live now. This is how we live without getting tired, without getting frustrated, without getting depressed. We live by the Spirit. We walk in the Spirit. What am I thinking of? Walk in the Spirit, not in the flesh.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
So many, different passages in the New Testament. So this is how we walk in the Spirit. We gain knowledge of who we are in Christ, what he's done for us. And then we keep our minds on that, and we declare it over ourselves throughout each day.
That's good.
Very simple. But you've gotta have the true knowledge from Christ, from the Scriptures, not religious tradition. It won't do. All right. Now, hang in there, Dan. How we doing? Are you ready? Let me just listen here. Yeah. That's so good. That's so good. Jesus in Acts chapter 1, verse 4. Now, he's already been through the scourging. He's already been crucified. He's already been separated. The Father descended into hell. And for 3 days, he bore the full wrath of God, took our punishment. He was justified on the third day. He was raised up. He ascended back unto the Father. He appeared to his disciples for a period of 40 days, long time, almost 6 weeks. And now he's getting ready to permanently ascend back unto the Father until he comes again. Mm-hmm. And he gives them essential instruction. Mm-hmm. And being assembled together with them, this is the resurrected Christ now. He's about to go back to the Father. Nothing could be more important what he's about to say. And being assembled together with them, commanded them that they should not depart from Jerusalem, but wait for the promise, the promise of the Father.
Hallelujah.
Which saith he, you have heard of me. So this is the promise. This was the focus of the Father when he sent his Son. What was it? For John truly baptized with water, but you shall be baptized with the Holy Ghost.
Hallelujah.
You know, the baptism of water was the ministry of John the Baptist, and that's over. It ended when Christ's ministry began. What's the ministry of Christ? The baptism of the Holy Spirit. But you shall be baptized with the Holy Ghost not many days hence. And verse 8 says, you shall receive power. Mm-hmm. I'm thinking of that dead battery with it. Boom, new battery, new life. You shall receive power after that the Holy Ghost has come upon you, and you shall be witnesses, living examples of me, unto me, both to Jerusalem and all Judea, everywhere you go. Dan, if you're with us, get ready. We want to bring Dan on here. Dan, you're full of the Holy Spirit. I know that because I know Dan. And when you come on here, go ahead. Let's bring Dan up there. You shall receive power when the Holy Spirit comes upon you. This is the difference between New Testament believers and everyone else prior to us, or that is outside of Christ. Mm-hmm. We've been clothed in the power. We've received the power of the Holy Spirit, but the majority of the New Testament church is ignorant of what we're sharing with you because they argue about this. You know, we're all made in the image of God. And that's, wow. I mean, every human being's made in the image of God. All of us, he's put gifts inside of us. He's given us talents. He's given us intelligence, understanding. And even if we never acknowledge him, there's a lot that we can do because we're made in his image. So you can go through your life and achieve things and just kind of do your own thing, and God can be kind of like off on the side in your life.
Yeah.
But the reality is you cannot live the abundant life, fulfill your divine destiny, apart from relationship with the Holy Spirit. He's not something to fight about. He's the person of God. He's the one that Christ sent after he ascended about a week later. The New Testament church began
on that day,
the day of Pentecost, with about 120 folks, and they were absolutely transformed. Why? The power of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Now, many of them had spent over 3 years with Jesus, but they weren't transformed. Why? Because the Spirit of God wasn't in them yet.
Do we have time to go back to Romans 8 real quick, that quickening? You know, quickening is a word that the medical community uses for a pregnant woman. When a pregnant woman first perceives or senses the fluttering of inside, that's called quickening. And what's so why I like that in the Bible, and we maybe don't hear this enough, but what I like about that, there's another being that's making that action.
That's
so when the Spirit of God comes, there's another alive action, another alive force, and we are being quickened. That's quickening. We begin to perceive it. We're like, oh. And so now it's not, it is the Spirit of God inside of us that we perceive Him working, and then you kind of, because the woman was always pregnant prior to perceiving it, you know? So the Spirit of God, like you say, you can just kind of put Him off to the side. But when you learn that He's there for your daily relationship, daily communication, daily instruction, daily help, right? Now I want to, I give attention to that is what I'm saying. So, and He's another agent inside making us alive unto God. And I just love that, that word there in Romans. He's in us. He's in us.
So
bringing
good.
Life.
So good.
Amen.
And, I'm just going by our phone here, Adam, but I don't know if we have a split screen or not. But anyway, we're going to keep going. Dan, if you can hear us, you're awesome. Okay. Is it, go ahead. Go ahead and switch back. Let's see if we can get a better connection there.
I'm glad he hung on there for a minute.
Awesome. Dan, are you still with us? Yeah.
New England.
Wicked. That's
wicked.
Good. I love it.
No, I can't hear anything.
Okay.
Okay. That's so fun.
Awesome. Can you hear us, Dan? Okay. Dan, we apologize.
Yeah,
we're gonna have to
figure it out.
Keep going. Man, I can see your handsome face here, but I can't hear you. Can't hear you.
Wicked handsome face.
Wicked handsome face. Absolutely. That's awesome. So yes. let's continue talking about this fluttering inside.
Yes.
And you want to practice getting familiar with the witness of the Holy Spirit inside.
That is it.
Now listen to me. If you let your emotions lead, it is very difficult to hear the Holy Spirit inside.
They're noisy.
Because they are noisy.
Nice.
You know who used to say it? Sporticus on... Lazy
Robbie,
Town. Lazy
Robbie
Town.
Rotten.
Robbie Rotten.
He would
Lazy
say
Town.
Noisy.
You guys know that kid's show. It was great years ago.
Anyway.
He'd say noisy. Yeah. But yeah, that your emotions can be so noisy if you don't learn to train them. If you let them go, they're loud.
Yes.
So sometimes you've got to quiet your emotions. You know how you do that? Begin to worship the Lord. Just take a little break. Sometimes if you get good at it, you don't need a break. You just, boom, you snap them right back into place. But you just step aside and say, Father, thank you. You are living strong inside of me. I am a new creation in you. I'm filled with your Spirit. The peace of Christ is reigning in my life. The love and joy of Christ is strong in me. You begin to do that, and your emotions will be quieted by the power of Christ in you. But if you're not used to doing that, your emotions will be very noisy, and they will lead you through each day. And people live years that way. Mm-hmm. They make major life decisions based on their emotions.
In the noise of emotions, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Oh, look at now. Let's go to, let's see here. 1 Corinthians chapter 14. 1 Corinthians chapter 14. So if we want to go down the highway, if we want to go where God has called us to go, do the things that God has called us to do, we're not going to be able to go there if our emotions and body are leading the way. Mm-hmm. And listen, I have had so many times in my life where my emotions were screaming at me to quit. I mean, like, okay, this is dumb. We can't do this anymore. It's not working. I don't want to be here. And I knew enough to not go with that. And I'm telling you, it was strong. But I knew enough from what we're teaching you to quiet my emotions and let the wisdom of Christ in my spirit speak to me. So I would just begin worshiping. And sometimes, man, I'd have to worship for some time. because that was a challenging situation. Said, I just get alone with God. I'm going to have to worship 15, 20, 30, hour and a half. Just praise him. Sometimes, guys, you gotta want this. You gotta want to know God's will for your life. You gotta want to fulfill your destiny, because it's not like, oh, it's just gonna happen because you're cute. You gotta want. You gotta decide that I am gonna have all that God purposed for me, and no one's gonna stop me. You've got to be a fighter.
Yes, you do.
And you are made a champion. You are made more than a conqueror fighter in Christ. So stir up that power inside of you. Mm-hmm. So you've got, and I was amazed that the strong desire to just quit and go was wrong. As I began to worship God, the wisdom of Christ would rise up inside of me. And what the Lord was speaking to me was so different than what my emotions were saying. So different. And had I not quieted myself and worshiped the Lord and took the time to spend with him, I would have missed what God had for me. Cannot emphasize this enough, guys. So many believers are living by their soul, living by their flesh, and they're missing what God has for them. Let your spirit rise up. Let your spirit quiet your soul. And transform your soul. The knowledge of Christ transforms our feelings. It will cause them to respond in an appropriate way. So you won't overreact and you won't underreact. That's what the Spirit of God will do to your soul, will transform your soul. Let's see. I know I want to get to this here. So Paul, the Apostle Paul, filled with the Holy Spirit, brought this revelation of Christ into the earth, wrote most of the New Testament, really wrote the foundational tenets of the New Testament, book of Romans and Galatians and Hebrews. What is it then? He said, I will pray with the Spirit and I will pray with the understanding. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. I will sing with the Spirit and I will sing with the understanding. What's he talking about? Well, what happened to the New Testament church? How was the New Testament church born? The day of Pentecost, what happened when the Holy Spirit came upon them? They began to speak supernaturally. Death and life are in the power of the tongue. They began to speak with a supernatural power upon them to praise God in a language they never knew. Mm-hmm. And there were people from all kinds of nations around, and it was loud. They were happy. They looked like they were drunk. Mm-hmm. And I'm telling you, the Holy Spirit will bring a joy into your life nothing can contain. They were laughing. They were probably rolling on the ground. They probably were dancing. They were probably shouting. And they were praying in other tongues. Why did that happen? What is the deal with that? Well, your tongue is the rudder of your life.
James.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Your tongue is the rudder of your life. Death and life are in the power of the tongue. Mm-hmm. So when you, for the power of your tongue, so much inside, got to take my time, get it out here. So why speaking in tongues? Because when you surrender to the Holy Spirit, he will empower your tongue, your mouth, your spirit to pray through your mouth in a language your mind does not know. What is the benefit of that? Sometimes our natural mind gets in the way of our prayers because we're trying to figure stuff out up here.
Right. Mm-hmm.
And we don't see how this is going to work and we're frustrated. We need to pray with our spirit. And that's what was happening on the first day of the church and all through the rest of the days of the church. You need to learn to pray with your spirit, receive the baptism of the Holy Spirit. And this is what Paul's saying. Sometimes I'll pray with my spirit, and sometimes I'll pray with my understanding. And we need to do both. Mm-hmm. So sometimes I'll be praying with my understanding according to the Scriptures, according to my knowledge of the Scriptures. I'll be speaking the word over my life, declaring what God has done. And sometimes I know English is my native language, but it's just not going to cut it.
I like the Weiss. Translation of that says, I pray by the Spirit with the aid of my understanding. So the Spirit is leading. I like that.
Sure. Mm-hmm. Oh, the Spirit will lead you regularly in your prayer time.
And my understanding aids that.
Yes. Yes. So whether you're praying with your native language or in this,
I like that.
A supernatural tongue, either way. Mm-hmm. So listen, Jude 20 says, build yourselves up on your most holy faith, praying in the Holy Ghost. So there are times, guys, I just know I've got to pray in the Spirit. And when I first was baptized in the Holy Spirit back in 1989, I didn't have any knowledge of it. I just began to speak, and I was like, I didn't understand what was going on.
Right.
And so I asked someone who is older than me, who had been in praying in the Spirit a while, and he explained to me, he said, you know what, you just you study the Word, you learn about it, and you practice it, yeah. You know? Uh-huh. And I would begin to practice in my personal time with the Lord, praying in the Spirit. Mm-hmm. And it's not something like you write down, okay, what was that syllable, and what is that conjugation of that verb? No. You're not trying to translate it. You're letting your spirit pray through your mouth.
That's good.
And that's supernatural. You can't learn that, in a sense. You're not learning a language. You're learning to yield, to let your spirit lead. And the more you do that, your spirit begins to gain the ascendancy. That's why Jesus said, don't go anywhere. He commanded his church, don't go anywhere. I know you've been with me for 3+ years, mm-hmm. but you don't want to go anywhere until you've received the promise of the Father. So what do I do daily in my life? Shoshi onde kemashanda. Eshe kondaura mashekom. Iti la moshaura kumala. I pray in the Spirit. I sing in the Spirit. Mm-hmm. Oh, this is what Jude's talking about. Build yourself up in your most holy faith, praying in the Holy Spirit. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Guys. Don't let the Holy Spirit take a back seat. Let him lead you. Begin to pray in the Spirit. Begin to build yourselves up mm-hmm. on the deepest realities of Christ and your most holy faith. And I know we're almost done. Hang with us. I want to get this to you in Ephesians because we've made little of the Holy Spirit and much of religious tradition. We want to flip that. Mm-hmm. Religious tradition, and Holy Spirit, here you are. Mm-hmm. That's where it's at. That's why Christ came, so that we could be filled with the Holy Spirit, so that we can be made new. Ephesians chapter 5, verse 15 says, be very careful then how you live. Pay attention. Mm-hmm. Be watchful. Be attentive. Not as unwise, but as wise. We're giving you knowledge. We're giving you revelation from the Scriptures of the Spirit of God, of how to live, so grab a hold of it, making the most of every opportunity because the days are evil. We're living in a fallen world. We need the wisdom and power of the Holy Spirit to lead and guide us because you're going to find yourself in some tough situations when you're walking with the Lord. Because we're in enemy territory. You're going to find yourself in situations where you, in your own strength, are not going to make it. Guarantee you. Because you're going to need to rely on the power of the Holy Spirit. We have to live by faith. So if you're looking for everything to be just rosy to determine when God's will is going to happen in your life, you're going to be very confused. When you begin walking with Christ, the enemy is going to try and discourage you and turn you in any direction but that one. So you've got to, and you're going to find yourself, I guarantee you, in situations where with your natural ability, you're not going to be able to make it. Just telling you, this was never meant to be a life we live in our natural strength. Mm-hmm. You're going to need to walk in the Spirit, and you're going to need to pray in the Spirit, and you're going to need the power of the Holy Spirit to put you over. All right? So be wise. Make the most of every opportunity. The days we're in are evil. Therefore, do not be foolish, but understand what the Lord's will is. Verse 17 in the New Living Translation says, don't act thoughtlessly. I like that. Mm-hmm. But understand what the Lord wants you to do. The Mirror Bible says, make his master plan your meditation. So this is a big deal, isn't it? This is a big deal. Make his master plan your meditation. Don't be drunk with wine. Isn't that what they accused the apostles on, or the the New Testament church
believers.
On day of Pentecost, 120. They must be drunk. Mm-hmm. They're acting like fools. Mm-hmm. They weren't drunk mm-hmm. with wine. Mm-mm. They were filled with the Holy Spirit. Mm-hmm. And I'm telling you, it is. There's nothing like it. Don't be drunk with wine, because that will ruin your life, the New Living Translation says. Don't be drunk with wine, because that will ruin your life. Instead, be filled with the Holy Ghost. And I've been both. And getting drunk with wine ruins your life. Intoxication with anything other than the Holy Ghost ruins your life. Mm-hmm. Instead, be filled with the Holy Ghost. So notice the comparison here. Be intoxicated, be inebriated, be filled, be under the influence of the Holy Spirit.
Glory to God.
Be under the influence of the Holy Spirit.
Yes,
how?
Yes.
Speak.
Speaking. Mm-hmm.
You got to use your mouth, guys. Mm-hmm. It's the key. That's why speaking in tongues happened mm-hmm. on the first day of the mm-hmm. church, and that's where the power is. Your tongue, death and life and the power of the tongue. Speak to one another with psalms, hymns, and spiritual songs. Sing and make music in your heart to the Lord. Always giving thanks to God the Father for everything in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. I enjoy visiting. I enjoy talking about stuff, you know, weather, restaurants, movies, all that stuff. But you know what? Speak to one another in psalms, hymns, mm-hmm. spiritual songs. Do you do that, guys? You need friends you can do that with.
That's right.
That are not complaining about the situations they're in, but they're speaking edifying words. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Hallelujah. And sometimes, depending on who we're with, I'll know we really can't do that, because they wouldn't know what we're doing or wouldn't be able to go with us. So we just keep it at a surface mm-hmm, level.
Sure. Mm-hmm.
But I love the friends where we can just bust out mm-hmm. into a psalm. Ha! Uh-huh. And they'll just run with us.
Hallelujah.
And boy, that's what you need. You need some bust out with a psalm mm-hmm. friends.
That's good.
In your life. Always giving mm-hmm. thanks to God the Father. We don't have time to complain mm-mm. about our circumstances.
Awesome.
Why? Because we're always giving thanks.
That's right. And there's enough to,
you can't fit
to
a complaint
fill your
in there.
Day with it. That's
yeah,
right.
We're always giving
He's
thanks.
Done enough.
That's 24/7. Can't fit a complaint in there about
God.
How tough it is or what we're going through. No,
no,
not have time for that. Always. We're always giving thanks.
Yeah.
Always is what it says, right?
Always.
So that would be at 8:04 and 8:05 and 8:05 and 26 mm-hmm. seconds and 33 hundredths of a second and 9:10. That's all. We're always. This is walking in the Spirit, guys.
Mm-hmm.
Always giving thanks. You want to walk in the Spirit? Start thanking Him.
Hallelujah.
Start thanking Him. And don't stop thanking Him. And you come into a tough situation and your feelings are screaming at you, keep thanking Him.
Yes.
Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, Father. God, I'm filled with your Spirit. I'm a new creation in you. Thank you. I'm strong in you and I'm more than a conqueror. Mm-hmm. And you're working all things out for my good. You're accomplishing the things that concern me. And you'll start to walk in a new level of life. Hallelujah. Let's see. Where was I there? Yeah.
Oh, 20.
And Romans 14:7 says the kingdom of God is not a matter of eating and drinking, but of righteousness, of peace, and joy mm-hmm. in the Holy Ghost.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I'm saying this, and you know me, we enjoy good food, and we've had some good food in our lives.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And you are chef extraordinaire.
When I feel like cooking anymore.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, you made some of the most delicious stuff I've ever had.
Sweet.
But, you know, that really isn't what our life is about.
Mm-hmm.
And it's fun to talk about those things and try new places. But really what life is about is righteousness, yes. joy, mm-hmm. peace, and the Holy Ghost. Life is about fellowship with God.
Mm-hmm.
So that should be really the focus of our lives mm-hmm. and of our thinking and of our walking in daily life. So I'm exhorting you, Highway family, to make a shift. Don't be drunk with wine. don't focus on the things of this world. No matter how good a restaurant is, it's not going to set you free. It's not going to fill your soul with the strength you need to win in this evil day. You need the Holy Spirit in your life.
Mm-hmm.
And you know what I've done? I mean, there are times I don't care if I ever eat another good food. You know, you just get so filled with the Holy Spirit. It's like the things of this world are like, yeah, so what?
Mm-hmm.
You know? And you really start living from inside instead of looking for a stimulus on the outside. And that's where we live. Mm-hmm. Father, we thank you for this. We are moving forward on the highway. We are going all the way. We are walking in the Spirit. Father, we surrender ourselves to the real way of living, to the real way, to the way that you've designed us. You've designed us to live by our spirits. You've designed us to pray with our spirits and to pray with our understanding, to speak in other tongues. We're supernatural people. We're aliens. We're not from this world. We're a chosen race, a holy nation, a people for your possession, to show forth your excellencies in the earth, the power of God to do the things Jesus did and greater things than these. We are his siblings, your offspring. We are your co-heirs. We thank you, Father, and I lift up this highway church, this highway family. Father, I pray that you would quicken us now. The things of this world would lose their lure. And we'd realize what we're made for, to fellowship with the Holy Spirit, the presence of God, and to walk with you. This is what life is all about. Hallelujah. We thank you, Father. And we pray, Father, for anyone who might be listening or watching this broadcast, this message, who maybe has not understood the things of the Spirit, maybe is not baptized in the Holy Spirit. We pray for them. Father, help them to their eyes to be open to the New Testament reality of the baptism of the Holy Spirit, to receive it, to pray in other tongues, and learn to let their spirit lead the way. In Jesus' name. I want to give you an opportunity, and I'm just sorry, what we're doing is just not going to fit into a certain time block, so we're going to keep going. I want to give you an opportunity to receive the baptism of the Holy Spirit. How do I receive the baptism of the Holy Spirit? Well, how did you receive forgiveness of sins? You believed in what Christ did for you. I have no evidence to give you that I'm forgiven. None. You say, prove it. I can't show you an ID. I don't have a certificate. I don't care what church I go to. There's no proof of being forgiven.
That's good.
The only proof I have of being forgiven is what God has said to me in his word. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. So the only proof that I have that I'm saved is what Christ said to me through the scriptures.
Yeah.
Same thing with the Holy Spirit.
It's a promise. It's a promise.
It's the promise.
From the Father.
So what I do, I learn. I had to learn that I was forgiven.
That's right.
In this scripture. I had to learn about it. I remember still my friend Daniel, who led me to the Lord, taught me about it. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. He's in heaven now, but he taught me about Christ bearing my sins. Mm-hmm. And I was like, oh, really? Mm-hmm. And then he showed it to me in the scriptures. Mm-hmm. Like, wow, I want that.
That's right.
Same thing. You got just to learn from the scripture about the promise of the Father. And then you receive it by faith.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
So if I didn't know anything, and so I would get in the scriptures, I'd go to Acts chapter 1. I'd read Acts chapter 1, Acts chapter 2, and Acts chapter 3. Look at it and say, Holy Spirit, show me, teach me about this. And then I'd open my heart and I'd say, Holy Spirit, I receive this baptism. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. And then what you do, you receive it by faith. And what I was told, and I thought it was really good, begin worshiping God in your native language. Mm-hmm, For me, it was English. I mean, thank you, Father. I worship you. I praise you and I thank you. And then the person who was praying me said, okay, when I say now, I want you to switch from praying with your understanding to praying with your spirit. Mm-hmm. And we're praying with our understanding, thank you, Father, worshiping him. I said, okay, pray with your spirit. Receive the baptism of the Holy Spirit. And you make a switch. Mm-hmm. Sometimes your mind will fight you on it. Like, I don't know how to do this. And depending on where you're at, that it may take some time. You might have to renew your mind, learn the scriptures some more, and get in there until you can just let go and let your spirit lead. But we want you to receive that.
And Jesus talked about the Holy Spirit in John chapter 13 through 17. There's lots of information. So if you're like,
absolutely,
you know, is this just Acts? No, it's Jesus. It's Jesus was talking about leaving him for
it's
us.
All throughout the Old Testament.
Isaac
prophesied of it. Joel. Absolutely. Isaiah, Joel prophesied of this refreshing that would
come. That's right.
Hallelujah.
Glory to God.
Oh, God is so good. Listen, we're in a new day, guys. Amen. And if you're not going to let the Spirit lead, you're going to miss it. So come with us. Come with us. Come with us. All right? And you got to forget about the clock sometime, guys. You got to forget about the clock and let the Holy Spirit minister to you. Okay? Because a clock is just a clock. That's all it is. It's not. It's just a clicking thing. You know, it's not going to, it'll try and talk to you, but you don't let it lead you. You let the Spirit of God lead you. He sometimes he can do something in a second, and sometimes he needs more than a second to get through and to impart things to you. And sometimes he needs an hour and a half, 2 hours, 3 hours. You just give it to him. You just be in his presence and let him minister to you. This thing is winding up. What do I mean? Christ is coming back. The rapture is coming, guys. Our whole focus is living for Christ, being the people he's called us to be. It's not on the American dream. It's not on getting a Lamborghini or a McLaren. I'm all for those, and you can feel free to get me one if you want. But that's not my focus. That's not my goal in life. My goal is to fulfill Christ's destiny, to walk with him, to experience him, to know the wonders of his person strongly and more clearly every day. Mm-hmm. Hallelujah. That's what we're doing, guys. Come on. Let's recalibrate. Let's refocus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Hallelujah. We're not living where we're living because of the weather. We're not living where we're living because of the demographics or the job opportunities. We are living where we're living. We're doing what we're doing because of your calling upon our lives. We're listening to you in the midst of where we're living for your direction and your insight. And we're worshiping you and being led by your Spirit into the fullness of your plan. Hallelujah. Highway family, we want to encourage you. And if you're new on this broadcast, or maybe you've been watching, but you really haven't jumped on board with us, how do you jump on board? Man, just make it a point to be with us every time we're live, to listen to every live stream, every live stream on Sundays, live Bible studies on Wednesdays, podcasts, emails. Connect with us. Sign up for our weekly encouragement on our website. Click on our highwaychurch.us. Click on the subscribe. Put your email in there. Let's encourage you during the week. Eat the food that we're serving. Grab a hold of this revelation of Christ, of who he is and what he's done for us and who we are in him. And then practice it, apply it, worship the Lord. Become an active part of what we're doing by grabbing a hold of these things. And believe God with us for all that he has for us. Believe God for all that he's doing in all of our lives. Let's move forward together. Listen, on Thursday, August 24th, that's coming up
Thursday.
In just 4 days.
Couple days.
Yeah. We're going to be at Lauren A. Social in Broken Arrow, Oklahoma at 7 p.m. We're going to do a pop-up, and we invite you to come out.
Yeah.
It's going to be a great time. We're going to celebrate. The Spirit of God is going to minister to all of us, help us see things as he sees them, open our eyes to some things we haven't seen before. It's going to be wonderful. So come out and just celebrate Christ with us. It's going to be a good time. And we invite you to partner with us. We all need the fivefold ministry in our lives. That's something that we offer you as part of the fivefold ministry, Jennifer and I, to help you build you up in the revelation of Christ so that you can be equipped in your walk with God so that you can do the things he's called you to do. So we invite you to partner with us with your faith and with your finances, with your money. We invite you to take a step of faith and to sow financially into this ministry and into this church. How do I do that? Well, it's very simple. You go to highwaychurch.us. Click on Give in the menu, and all the information is there for you right there on our Give page. You can text in the amount you'd like to worship, 508-502-7733. You can send a check in the mail to our mailing address. All the information is there on our Give page, and we invite you to do that. But we want you to do that as a step of faith, as an act of faith. Do it joyfully. Do it hilariously. God loves hilarious givers. God loves cheerful givers. So what we're doing is we're sowing and reaping. We're sowing into this ministry. We're sowing into the revelation of Christ because we want this message to expand and to increase and to go around every border, the whole border of our nation and across coast to coast and around this world. We want people to walk in the Spirit, to walk in the power of God's Spirit and to experience the abundant life He's come to give us. So we invite you to do that, and you can do that through a recurring gift, whether that's daily, weekly, monthly, however the Lord leads you. But let's do this thing. Let's go all the way. Let's be all about the things of God. Let's keep our mind stayed on things above, not on the things of the earth, and let's worship Him. Dan, thank you again for joining us. I apologize for the glitches and the things. I wish we could have had you on longer. I loved what you were sharing. Yeah. I wanted to hear more. But we're going to see what we can do about doing that again and making it more reliable. I bless you, Highway family, and I bless your families. I bless you in every way. And I thank you, Father, for those who are choosing to sow into this ministry. I thank you, Lord, for the givers who are taking the next step of faith in this ministry. I thank you, Lord, for mortgages paid in full in their lives, debts paid in full. I thank you for supernatural increase in revenue in their lives, for transfer of wealth in their lives, the wealth of the wicked stored up for the just, for treasures of darkness and hidden riches of secret places brought into our lives. We thank you for your rich provision. We are furnished in abundance in every area of our lives. So we thank you, Lord, for every seed sown, multiplying it exponentially for the expansion of this ministry and for the expansion into all of our lives of all the good things you've purposed for us. In Jesus' holy name, we pray. Amen. We love y'all. See you soon. God is so good. We want to invite you to continue to grow in the knowledge of His goodness, who He is, what He's done for you, and who you are in Him. Check out our websites at highwaychurch.us and josephbosco.us and begin living the abundant life He came to give you.